The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Romans chapter 1, God described the world, the attitude and the character of mankind, and it's not good. In verse 24, God tells us what he did after the world had gone its way for so long. God had to give up on the world that it wouldn't go his way. And here's what he said in verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. God has said, you won't listen to me. I will let you do it your way and learn a bitter lesson. Verse 25, he says, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Yes, God said we won't listen to truth. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie? Yes, indeed, my friend, the lie that Satan pawned off on Eve in the Garden of Eden made her believe that he was right. God is speaking about the fact that this world has turned to idolatry. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. God is describing the world that we live in, the world that was before the flood, the world that the way it has become today. Sounds like the world we live in, doesn't it? You know, you have to give God credit for being very wise and very smart, looking down through time and knowing how this world would turn out. The path we're on isn't good. We're on the same path as the pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the path they traveled. Verse 28 continues, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Sound like us today, doesn't it? Sound like this world that we live in. Sound like our nation. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers. God is describing the world that you and I live in. He is describing our nation as well, my friend, and we need to perk up our ears and listen to what God is saying and change our ways. Verse 30, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Well, this chapter describes the world that we live in. I would think that Satan had a twofold plan. Number one, plant his traits, his mind, his attitude, his characters in mankind, and take man's good traits and turn them into evil traits like himself. That's what Satan set out to do, and that's what he's still doing, my friends. His traits include cheating, lying, deception, which would mean whole part of the story. Don't tell the whole truth or the whole story, just enough to make you look good and make it look good to others. Add to, take away, hold back, suppress the truth. Is this world like that? Where did it come from? You see, it took time for this powerful demon to build all his traits, his characteristics, in mankind and make it ironclad in man so that man would cleave to Satan and his ways. That's what God has commanded to do, is to cleave to him, to God, to the true God, no matter what. Yes, no matter what the circumstances in your life may be, the Bible speaks of many that did. You can read of many of them in Hebrews chapter 11 is one such place that speaks of real Christians. They are mentioned throughout the Bible. Abel is the first one that's mentioned. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning verse 19, God had this to say, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. God told us to choose His way. God is life. God says, I am your life, and I am your length of days. And God told Adam and Eve, and everyone else has had this chance, at least in the beginning of man, to live God's way. So God told ancient Israel, He says, therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. That was the choice that He gave Adam and Eve also in the Garden of Eden, and the whole world. God said, choose life, meaning choose God's way. Be obedient to the word of God. And verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. Yes, cleave to God, no matter what. For He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. My friend, America is a modern descendant of these people. We're not the only one, but we are one modern descendant, modern nation from Jacob. Cleaving to the devil is exactly where the pre-flood world were in the days of Noah, meaning a mindset like Satan that would not change. So God had to step in and do something about it. So He destroyed all mankind except the eight He saved in the ark. That was the state of the world at the time of the flood, and as it were in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, so said Christ, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, meaning in the latter days, in our end time days. Do we see that in progress today? Think about that, my friend. Do we see that in progress today? Do we see it getting closer every year? Don't we see more lying and deception in every field? Don't we see Satan's traits more plainly today than ever in our lifetime? Satan has known the plan of salvation from or even before the earth was created, before he became Satan. Satan sat at the God of throne when his name was Lucifer. God created Lucifer, an archangel, and he sat right at the throne of God. And he was a good angel. He was a powerful being. Only three archangels were mentioned in the Bible, and Lucifer was one of them that turned sour and became Satan. So by counterfeit religion, you are deceived into cleaving to Satan. Satan began his counterfeit religion in the Garden of Eden. He told Eve God had lied to her and also had lied to Adam. In Job 38, beginning verse 1, it brings out the fact that Lucifer was there when God created man, or actually there when God created the earth, and who knows how many millions or billions of years even before God created the earth. In Job chapter 38, beginning verse 1, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. God was bringing Job down to Job's size that he ought to be. Job was a righteous man. God said so himself. But Job had a problem, and God saw that problem, and God tried Job and tested Job, allowed Satan to get to Job for who knows how long. So God took a good man, Job, and made a much better man out of him. He educated Job. He let Job know some things that Job didn't know. But Job thought that he knew much more than he did, and thought he was maybe more equal to God than what he was. Verse 4 of Job 38, it continues. God asked Job, he said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? And notice verse 7. When the morning stars, meaning angels, sang together, and all the sons of God, meaning angels, shouted for joy. Lucifer was there. Lucifer knew why God had created man. Lucifer knew for who knows how many millions or billions of years that God had a plan to create a creature called man and woman and to make them sons of God, have them born into his family and become born sons of God, into the family, into the kingdom of God, and have more power even than Lucifer himself. So Lucifer conjured up in his mind that he couldn't take that. He didn't want anyone having more power and more prestige than he. So what he did was try to overthrow God's throne, trying to take God's throne away from him, trying to knock God off his throne and cause things to go his way. In other words, he turned out to be Satan. Lucifer was there when God created the earth. He was at the throne of God. He sat in on the meetings with the God kingdom, probably taking part in planning whatever God had in mind to do. God had planned to create a creature called man and woman and make them a part of his family, even higher than the archangels. Lucifer knew that. So what did he do? He did all he could to replace God. He failed, but he did succeed in becoming the God of the earth by a counterfeit religion that has deceived the whole world into following him. Worshipping him through and by his counterfeit religion, he has made man in his likeness by deceiving man into obeying him. He knew God had a plan to make man like God, give man a spiritual body, give man God's mind, his attitude, and his character. So Satan has counteracted that. Now, he can't have you born as a spirit being like God can. So what has he done to counteract that? He has blinded the world to the truth of man's destiny, why man was born, why he is here, and where he's going, and how to get there. He has blinded the world to that. And to make you feel good about his type of religion. That's what he does. He makes you feel good about his type of religion. He sends you to heaven if you join his group, or hell if you don't. Now, we should add the fact that Satan is so jealous that he doesn't want anyone to have it as well as himself. He has planted the attitude in man that you can worship as you see fit. And you really don't need to obey God's laws or his word with all your being. Just have a little truth. That's all you need. Satan set out from the Garden of Eden, man's homeland, to counteract and counterfeit the plan of salvation for mankind, and to make himself the pagan counterfeit God of mankind. He did that by deception. He did not do it openly, above board, in a visual sense, where you could see and know your enemy and could fight him and have a chance to win. He's still the same way today, my friends. My time is up. We've got to break off here. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of articles or a couple of booklets that you should read. Number one, The Devil, You Say. And number two, Seed of Satan. Yes, you need to know the seed that he has sown and how he has done it and how he is still doing it. So call us, the Marbleville Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. You can order online and also listen to pre-recorded programs. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.